Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
Here we go.
With Jim and Nobby.
Hello, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's the podcast. Welcome into it. It's Jim here, flying solo, as people say. I don't know why they say that. It's something to do with aircraft. And anyway, so Nobby took today off to be a parent. And I can imagine that's great fun, to be Nobby's child. Have you seen this picture of this car, have you? What about this car? Do you like cars? Imagine growing up to be Nobby's child and not liking cars. That happens, doesn't it? Sometimes when a parent is really, really into something, the kids might kind of grow to dislike it. So I'm sure that won't happen, though, because he has access to some nice cars and he's very, very excited. Some people think he took the day off because he's become an overnight TikTok sensation, sticking pins into cans of Guinness. Oh, yeah, he's still on that one. He's surging. And believe it or not, he's onto something. Because at the moment he's at 3.7 million views or something. They're sticking a pen into a can of Guinness. So this will be a huge delight to him. He'll be chuffed with that. He'll be high-fiving himself. And it just shows you never know what's going to go flying, what goes viral. Right, the podcast today has lots of exciting things in it. I don't want to do any spoilers. We will talk about Line of Duty. You know how I feel about it. And turns out I was right. Huh? We'll have some stupid stories. Times that you were stupid. A very famous comedian and actor, Aid Edmondson, locked himself out in the ledge of his building. Couldn't get down. Fire brigade had to come. We'll talk about that. And then I'll tell Crossy a story, and Crossy will tell me a story of a times that we did something stupid, and some listener ones as well. Some stuff that you mispronounced is going to be coming up. A girl, an American girl who's in London, doesn't know how to pronounce Cafe Nero. Wait till you hear the way she pronounces it. It's really odd. I think she's doing it for clicks. I have a funny feeling some people are doing, getting things wrong so that people talk about them. Rather than just being, ah, I hate you, or anything like that. They're just going, oh, did I get it wrong? So that's the thing. I don't know what the word is for that. But anyway, that's coming up. We'll talk about Instagram. Can't talk about it. No one have any spoilers, but it's a good one. And a great prank. And by the way, there's a great prank on the show tomorrow morning. Brand new one. It's all about a car that was used in a bank robbery where they stole teddy bears. I'll tell you more about that on the show tomorrow. Enjoy the podcast and enjoy your Tuesday. Good luck to you. Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Cola. Come with that. Elderbrook, how do you do there? And how are you? If you are listening now and you are up and about, maybe for the first time in a while, let us know what you're up to. 087-6797-104 is our WhatsApp number. You can WhatsApp us with anything that you got. What you got? Well, how are you? Yesterday I was played by the weather. Played. So I'm in the car and I'm driving and it was sunny and it was gorgeous. And I thought, oh, and it was a bit windy. But I was like, this is going to be nice. This is going to be great. So I got to the beauty spot that I had chosen to visit. I get out of the car. We all get out of the car. And then it starts whipping up a storm and lashing rain, like literally within the first 10 seconds again. Everyone back in the car, back in the car. And as I'm driving back, sun comes back out. So it's like the weather was playing with me. But yeah, there was some pretty bad weather around the country over the weekend. And there's some pictures of that online and in the papers this morning. Wish EU were here is the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. Brussels chief starts talks to help revives Europe's, I think you'll find his word there, Jim. The tourist industry, holiday hopes have surged as the EU begins talks on easing rules around non-essential travel. So if you got the jab, you can go. Is that the vibe I'm getting there? Potentially. That's potentially what they're looking at there, if you have the jab. Big news this morning, like, of course you never know what a couple's real status is, but everybody is kind of surprised this morning to hear that Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are to divorce after 27 years of marriage. Like, so there's a long marriage, and they always gave off a real united front, but you never know what's going on. And if you're billionaires, that'll be your grand, you're sorted. The pair will keep working together on their very various efforts that they've got involved with, and they've addressed education, gender equality and healthcare. And they said in a joint statement yesterday that they had made the decision to end their marriage after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship. We've made a decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we've raised three incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable people's lives for a healthy and productive lives. So the question is, though, right? So I don't know how they're going to split the cash, because there's a huge amount of wealth involved. I know they gave away an awful lot of their wealth, but there's huge money there. So how does somebody like Melinda or Bill, how do they start dating again? You're going to be a billionaire, and a couple of years down the line, although if they're doing joint statements, they're over it by now. So where do you find other billionaires? How do you know that somebody isn't going to be, oh, well, don't you? How do you know people aren't going to be looking for the cash? Anyway, they're available. That's all I'm saying. Outdoor boozers facing red tape. Pubs and restaurants will be banned from selling booze outdoors when the hospitality sector reopens next month, unless they can get permission from their local councils. Local authorities have bylaws that ban drinking in public places, meaning bars and restaurants with outdoor space will have to seek special permission. Now, some places will be granted it, but like, as long as everybody sort of plays ball, if people get messy outside these places, those pubs are going to really suffer. So try not to, I know it's been a long wait, but try not to get messy. It's probably the advice there. It's May the 4th, of course. You're going to hear a lot of Star Wars stuff today. Star Wars. Laura Whitmore's got backlash from nearly everybody, apparently, after calling out an Irish journalist online over the weekend for asking for her baby's name. I didn't really catch all the story here, but somebody contacted her agent looking for the name of the baby, which they haven't released to the public yet. And she said no, as far as I know. And then she named the journalist who was looking for the baby's name. I think that's the vibe. And some people were supporting her. Other people thought she shouldn't have done that. Line of Duty, the reaction is sort of knocking around today rather than yesterday, because a lot of people were off yesterday. The general consensus is Line of Duty was muck. And it really was. It was a bad ending, but there you go. Maybe there's a Series 7 that will explain everything. Ben Affleck this morning he's been on TikTok, and he was followed by a very beautiful girl, and then she unfollowed him, unmatched him, and he went on Instagram and left her a video saying, "Why did you unfollow me? It's me." So that's what's going on there. And a dog has been stopped in the streets, and people have been trying to get pictures with this dog, because the dog looks like Joe Exotic. So I'm going to have a look now. I haven't seen this picture yet. I'm going to have a gander. We'll tweet that. We'll put that on Instagram. LMA Mullins gave her dog a mullet haircut after seeing the look come back to fashion. She gave her dog a mullet like this. And she says her 9-year-old Pomimo now gets compared to Tiger King star Joe Exotic. This dog looks so much like Joe Exotic. And it's basically just a mullet. He's got a blonde mullet. The dog, he looks like a dog, you know. But he has the mullet, and that's what this is. So people are stopping her, saying, "Can I get a picture with your exotic hair, with your hairy dog?" It's one of those kind of days. If you have a dog that looks like a celebrity, do send it to us, because you might have somebody. You might have one. I saw somebody had a dog. A picture of their dog's nose looked like Kermit the Frog. So not the dog, but if you look at just the nose part, it looked exactly like Kermit the Frog. So if you've got a famous looking dog, you can make some money out of it and you could probably get famous on TikTok. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:04. Good morning. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:04. I love getting messages like that. Lads, could you wind up a friend of mine? Or it's actually with my brother. I won't read any more because, yes, we'll give you a buzz back. If you ever want to wind anybody up, get in touch with us and we'll give you a buzz back. We generally just go through it. We see what you if you've got an idea for it, or we might come up with an idea and we'll give them a buzz. We'll see if it happens. Sometimes it goes very well, like the golf. Sometimes it's good. What's the most stupid thing you've ever done? I want you to tell me. I'm trying to rack my brains. There's many, many things I've done that have been considered fairly stupid. But poor old Aid Edmondson, right? So, very funny actor and comedian. And he got out on the ledge. He was cleaning his windows on the outside. So there's a big ledge outside where he lives. And he got out on the ledge. Bit dangerous because, you know, he could have fallen. But anyway, he's out there cleaning the windows, giving him a bit of a scrub, and the window closes and he's locked out. He can't get back into his house, and he's up on the first floor, and he's famous, and he's stuck on a balcony. Well, it's not even a balcony, it's a ledge, and he's it's too big a drop to jump down. He looks a bit sort of looks way too, you know, be too risky to jump down off this one. So he has to, on his bank holiday, he has to shout down to the people on the road. Excuse me, I'm the famous guy from the telly. You know me from loads of things. He catches a guy called Duncan, and Duncan rang. I don't know why they had the age of Duncan in the paper, but anyway, he rings the fire brigade. The fire brigade gets the ladder up. They get him down. All his neighbours are out. Everybody's on the road going, "Oh, is your man lucky, man, Aid Edmondson?" And it made me think, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever done? He tweeted about it and said, "Look, I got stuck on a ledge. The ambulance had to, or the fire brigade had to come and get me down. How's your bank holiday going?" What is the most ridiculous thing you've done that people can't believe that you did it? That they just think, "You absolute clown. How did you do that?" Again, I've got so many that I can't find my top one yet, but I'll come back to you. I might remember some if you WhatsApp me. 087-6797-104. WhatsApp us in. The most ridiculous thing you've ever done. The thing that people go, "Did you ever hear about such and such? Did you ever hear what they did? You won't believe this one." If you've done something worse than what Aid did there, let us know. Give us a shout. 087-6797-104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:22 now. So we asked you earlier on, have you ever done anything stupid? Because we were reading a story about a guy who locked himself out onto a ledge. And we got a text in, Crossy. "I was playing hide and seek with my brother and my cousin when I was about 10. And I hid in an old rolled up carpet in my dad's shed and I fell asleep. And I woke up 3 hours later and walked out to my mum in floods of tears. And all the neighbours all over the whole neighbourhood were looking for me. And the guards were called. They thought I was abducted. Oops."
Oh!
That's massive.
Especially, you know, when
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And all the neighbours are out, so it's not just that you can contain it to your family. Everybody knows.
Everybody. I did do something similar, but I didn't get to guards level. But I was hiding and they were looking for me.
Wow.
We decided we'd have a bit of crack one time when some friends of mine were about 15. They had a free gaff. Their parents were away for the summer for a couple of weeks, and we were in the gaff. And so we rang one of our friends that wasn't with us and told him to come on over. And I went up and we found in his attic, we found this sort of this big leather jacket. It was kind of made of rubber. And we found this weird mask scarf thing. We stuck it over my head. It was red. And I had this big thing. And then we found the barrel of a rifle. Not a full gun, but just the barrel of it in the attic. And we said, why don't we get Paddy to come over? And when he gets... I hid in his sister's bedroom. He came over. They were hanging out for about an hour. There's music playing and everything. And then I started kicking the radiators. And we got into his parents' bedroom. And we turned out all their drawers onto the bed and left the window open, flapping. And I'm making noise. So they all come up the stairs. And I came out with a gun. And they didn't know it was me.
No comment.
And I went, don't bleeping move. I'll blow his all away. Right? They were 15 and it was a stupid thing to do. And then one of them jumps on me. I'm in a headlock. I'm rolling around the floor going, no, it's me, it's me, it's me. I'm trying to take the mask off. It's me, it's me. And then there was another couple of guys downstairs who were trying to escape through the house, but the parents had locked the front door for the whole holiday. So they couldn't get out. So they're freaking out. They hear this they don't effing move upstairs. And one of them came up the stairs with a kitchen knife. Just, I was like, no, calm down. So it nearly got out of hand. So
Whoa. That
was one of the most stupid things I've ever done. He could have broken my neck, the first guy, and I could have been sorted out. Because they really thought there was a burglar.
It's like
in the house.
A movie gone wrong.
Oh man, we had such a laugh about it afterwards. But oh my god, it could have ended badly. Stupid, Jim.
That is terrifying. God, no, mine isn't like that. Mine is more fearful than anything else.
Go on.
I used to live in Temple Bar, right beside the Turk's Head and behind the front lounge.
I know, yeah.
That little laneway there, and I had a really long week of work. I was working nights here in FM 104, and I came home and I got myself a couple of beers. And do you know when you're in your house, sometimes you walk around the nip or you walk around and wear your boxers? I was wearing my boxers, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I had a few drinks and the main thing was I was very tired. So before I went to bed, I got the bottles and I was bringing them down to the bottle bank. Nobody was in our apartment block anyway. Closed the door, and as soon as I closed the door,
no.
I was like, oh, no.
In your jocks.
Yeah, and I was like, it's Grant. Fernando's still in the gaff. My housemate was Fernando.
Fernando.
So anyway, I go back up and I'm doing it for about 10 minutes, and then I realise Fernando's not here. He's in his other half's house.
Oh, no.
What do I do? Where do I go? I'm wearing a pair of boxers.
Where do I go, Fernando?
There's holes in the boxers. Like, they're not...
They're the ones
that... Your favourite pair.
When you're stuck.
So anyway, there's a hotel on that street called the Paramount Hotel. So yeah. I was like, there's nothing I can do but go to the hotel. I go to the hotel, tell them everything, but because I'm tired, I'm a bit slurry. And they ring the guards. Guards were called, and I was so apologetic. Now, at that stage, I had rang my dad, I'd rang my best mate, and I tried to ring my mother, but her phone was turned off.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Would answer. The cops were really ratty with me at the start. Like, really ratty.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were like, okay, who is this pervert walking around in a pair of boxers in Temple Bar, you know, on a Saturday morning?
Where's Fernando?
I could see my bedroom window. That was the funny thing. Like, my bedroom window was overlooking the Paramount.
Man.
So anyway, fair play to the Paramount. They let me stay there. They gave me the chef's trousers. You know, what a chef would wear, the white clothes that they would have.
So the chef was delighted.
Oh, I know, God. So anyway, I slept there, woke up the next morning going, God, that's a great sleep, because hotel bedrooms, brilliant sleep.
Yeah.
And my dad's outside.
Oh
my God. He thought I was up to some sex party. And
oh dear.
I got mixed up.
Why
with
are you dressed like a chef?
And broke the window. It cost about 400 quid to get everything fixed to get back in. So I felt sorry for Aid Ebbinson, because I feel the exact same.
If you've done anything stupid, we'd love to hear from you. 087-6797-104. Can you top those? It's the Strawberry. Don't move. So Martin Compson has addressed the reaction to Line of Duty finale, which aired on Sunday night and left many people feeling fairly disappointed. He plays D.I. Arnott. In a statement, he said he felt immense pride over the success of the show and thanked fans for remaining loyal. He said, hey folks, now that the madness is slightly dying down, I just want to thank everybody who reached out in last night and the series as a whole, and have truly been blown away by the reaction And a lot of people are saying there has to be a 7 series to answer the 10 unanswered questions. I think a lot of people are kind of done with it now. It's like, you're grand.
I've never seen a show before that nearly everybody goes, is that it? Bar Game of Thrones. But even at that, it was 50-50. Yeah. This was really much, is that it?
The Sopranos had that ending where it just went to black and you didn't know what happened. That's kind of... I remember being kind of like, is that it at the time? But Line of Duty was like, oof. It was like the whole last episode was just... And
they
the second, that half an hour interview with your one the week before, it was just like, oh man. Anyway, so apparently there's 10 massive questions to be answered, so there has to be a 7 series. But Nigel Boyle, who plays the fourth man, DSI, well, spoiler alert, Buckles, went on this morning to discuss the reaction to the finale. Here's what he said.
For you, what a morning. How's your phone been? All I can imagine is last night your phone must have been blowing up.
Yeah, from about 10 minutes into the show, as soon as they see my name on the credits, all my mates are like texting, oh my goodness, look at you back in it. And it was just from then on, non-stop. I mean, Twitter notifications, Messenger notifications, WhatsApp. It's just been mental, but I couldn't get through them. I needed to get over here from East London to stay at the hotel to be with you guys.
Jesus, he is as dull in real life.
He supports Aston Villa. He needs some sort of excitement in his life.
Marvel have dropped a huge hint that the new Fantastic Four movie is on the way. They've dropped a fairly big hint the new Fantastic Four is coming in a teaser. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU to you, Crossy, have given fans some new details about what's in store for Phase Fnor.
That man next to you, he's your brother. That woman over there, she's your sister.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
That's right.
We're all part of one universe.
Wakanda forever!
That moves ever upward and onward to greater glory.
Yeah.
So they released a trailer yesterday, 6 minutes long, about 10 movies in it. So if you're a fan of the MCU, I know Black Panther number 2 is coming out, Captain Marvel number 2 is coming out, and it's all in this massive trailer.
Deadly. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have loads more dish coming up. Respect the MCU. Now, if you ever want to get in contact with us, then do. We love when you get in contact with us for anything, right? Send us in a WhatsApp, audio message, whatever it is. Especially if you'd like to wind somebody up. Some people have got in touch with us already today. There's a few we're following up. And we find the target. We work out what'll get them going. What'll upset them. Let me set the scene here. This is one of my favourites. And it's going to put a smile on your face on a Tuesday morning. There's a fella called Declan. He's a taxi driver. And he's on holidays. Remember those? And he's in Malaga having the crack. And he's coming back from his holidays. He's got a suntan. Probably a little bit burnt. His, you know, the... There's too many buttons open on his shirt. Coming back, him and the missus, they've had a nice 2 weeks. And he's coming through the airport. And he's a bit stressed because he's got all the bits and pieces to get back on the plane. And he may have had a couple of, you know, airport say goodbye to Malaga fizzies. Little did he know that his buddy, Johnny Biro, actually his real name, Johnny Biro, had gotten in contact with us and said, look, why don't you ring him? He's going through the airport now. His head's all over the shop. Ring him and say... that there's something wrong with his taxi and that you're going to take his taxi off the road. This is what's called the Malaga flute and it's a cracker.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Declan Ward, please?
You're speaking to him.
Declan, hello. My name is Paul O'Riordan. I'm ringing from the National Standard Authority of Ireland. Declan, is now a good time to talk to you?
I'm just on the way to an airport. Yeah, is everything okay?
Yeah, well, I just need to run through a few things with you and just to let you know that this call is being recorded for training and quality purposes, if that's okay?
Okay, no problem, yeah.
And your driver licence number is...
Hey, sexy lady!
Yeah.
Your vehicle licence is...
baby.
Yep.
Vehicle registration is 3.
Yep.
There's been a bit of difficulty with the paperwork. We didn't get anything back from yourself with regard to your seal on your taxi.
No, that's all sorted out.
Well, unfortunately, on my system here, it isn't.
Is that, like, I got a phone call, I got a letter last week, and I rang up about it, and they rang me back and said it was all, there was a delay on the files being updated on the computer, and it was all updated now. So I got a phone call last week off one of your girls.
Right, okay. Well, unfortunately, on the system here, it hasn't been updated. You're saying you sent in the paperwork?
The update on the meter and everything, all the seal. Sure, it's done that all that last year.
Well, you see, our system, we work across both offices between Dublin and ourselves here, and it's always updated. Like, I mean, we've never had a problem with it before, really.
I got a letter from yourselves about it last week,
right.
And I rang up that morning about it, and they said, don't worry about it, it's verified, it's all sorted out, don't be worrying about it.
Well,
and then that afternoon, I got a phone call off the NS, one of your colleagues, saying, we're sorry about that, it was a mix-up. That everything is updated.
Unfortunately, we don't have you down for having that seal on your taxi.
I don't understand, because the girl said, yeah, you've got meter sealed by the company you got it sealed by. She said everything was verified.
Unfortunately, it's not. Now, there's no appointment in Dublin until May, so you're going to have to come down to Cork if you want to get that sorted.
Go down to Cork to get what sorted?
To get the seal.
What do I need to get sorted? My meter is sealed.
Unfortunately, it's not, according to the system here. And
okay, right. I'll have to ring you tomorrow, because I'm actually just in Malaga Airport here heading home.
What I'm trying to tell you is you won't be able to drive your taxi for 14 days now. You understand that?
I understand that, because when I got the letter, I rang straight away about it.
I know, but
that's
obviously...
That's why I rang straight away. Two weeks ago, on the Monday morning, I got the letter.
You see, going off in your dollies then, and, you know, you didn't make sure that it was actually...
I got a phone call from the National Road Authority say that everything was verified.
But not the National Standard Authority of Ireland who actually made
NSAI.
The decision on this. Yes, that's right.
It was NSAI that rang me and told me.
I don't know why you went on your holidays when this wasn't sorted out, you know?
You don't know why I went on my holidays? Are you having a laugh? I sorted it out. As far as I was concerned, it was sorted out, because I got a verification phone call from one of your colleagues from the NSAI on the afternoon of
okay,
that
can
morning.
I ask
I
you
rang
to,
up
can
early.
I ask you to stop abusing me, please, and just calm down,
I'm not abusing. This phone call is being recorded. Am
it
I
is,
right or wrong?
It is being recorded.
I'm not abusing
absolutely,
you. You can listen back to it. Yeah. I am telling you. You're telling me I shouldn't
you're
have went away
now, sir.
Because
can
it wasn't sorted out.
Can you just take a breath, please? Can you just take
a
breath,
hold on
please?
A second. It's
please,
being
will
recorded.
You calm down, sir?
Your bosses can listen back to it.
Yes,
I'm listening
to it right now, and I
shouldn't have
went
away without a bit. You're feeling
swanning around
well.
Malaga like a flute.
Are you
threatening me?
Are you calling me a flute?
Hello? You're swanning around Malaga, and you're not getting your taxi sorted, and you won't be driving for the next 2 weeks. Do you understand me now?
Are you being abusive towards me?
No, I'm not, sir. You're being abusive towards me.
Excuse me now. Why I'm in Malaga.
Yeah, well, that's questionable
too. Well,
taxi drivers in Malaga, we know all about them.
All right, okay.
You can't handle the flute.
He's hung up. He's hung up. Get him again. That's gorgeous. You can't handle the flute.
Hello.
Hello, Declan. I'm very sorry. Listen, things got a bit heated there, but I just need to talk.
They got to be heated. Hold on a second. What do you mean they got to be heated? Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Paula Reardon. Okay. And
Paula Reardon.
Yes.
Okay. Right. That's all I need to know. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I know that, but can you talk to my colleague now for 2 seconds?
Who is your bloody colleague?
Here he is now.
Hello.
Who's this?
How are you, Paul?
My name is
Alec from the NSAI. Are you coming around to get
is
your
this
thing?
In FM 104.
Yeah,
this
it
is. It
is.
On FM 104. Fucking dirty. Who the done that? Oh my Jesus!
Swanning around like a flute.
Who is this?
John.
Johnny Morrow.
You dirty. Am I on radio? You dirty. Oh my God, I'm walking to the Malaga Airport. I'm going to batter somebody. Who the f*** is that?
It's Johnny Byro. He set you up on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's Terry and Jim here.
Oh, for Jay, I didn't listen to you all the time. I should have bleeding copped on to it. I'm going into Malaga Airport. Me wife is dragging me around. What are you doing? I'm going to be dragged off that
swanning around Malaga like a flute.
Yeah, big flute.
Oh, you big flute. Here I was. What the f***? This plane is being recorded. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck me. You just caught me hook, line, and sinker.
Okay?
I tell you, Terry, you're very good at it, I tell you, boys.
Well, actually, Paul O'Riordan here, I'm very intimidated by what you're saying at the moment, all right?
I didn't even recognise your bleeding voice. I listened to you pranking them every bleeding day. Oh, my God. Danny Boyle, I'm bleeding gonna get you. You watch your back now.
Oh, good luck.
How are you, Crossy? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm good. Today we've got Karen playing.
Right.
So she's on the school run at the minute, and she's made me hungry. She said the best place to get a Chinese is in Pang Tong in Coolock.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's only 20 past 8, Karen, but I'm kind of hungry and I just think it's a great...
You always ask them what they get for their takeaway, and it's good information.
I'm fascinated.
What do you order?
We just get a chicken curry, but they do a good extra hot in there, so if you're in the mood for something spicy.
Yeah.
Do you have yogurt with that?
Oh, no.
I know someone who does that to cool it down.
To put yogurt
weird.
With their curry.
Yeah, it's
oh,
very
yeah, you
weird.
Cool it down with that, yeah. Yeah.
I know, sure. That would defeat the purpose of getting the extra hot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, never thought of that.
How do you normally perform when you play along, Karen?
I'd say about a 7, generally.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hoping today you're going easy on me.
Well, let's kick things off, and I'll send Crossy the questions. They're incoming, Crossy. Incoming.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram.
So she normally gets a 7. When's the last time you got a 10? Did you ever get a 10?
I was, yeah. It was probably about a week or two ago. I think it is the person on got a 9. And it was very close. I think
right.
That would have been it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well listen. Did you text us in and get personalised emojis?
No. Me and my son will be doing it on the school run, so we just play together.
When you get a 10, everybody, let me know you got a 10 and I'll send you back emojis. And everyone gets a different one.
I can't be texting and driving.
No, when it's safe to do so.
Okay.
I don't mind. All right, are we ready to play?
Okay, yeah.
Best of luck. Here we go. It's time.
Woo!
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
New rules and one kiss are songs by what singer?
Dua Lipa.
What is the currency of France?
Euros.
What does a double yellow line on the road mean?
You can't park there.
What's the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
True or false, a group of swans is called a bevy.
True.
Which famous TV chef started cooking at the age of 8 in his parents' pub in Essex?
Jamie Oliver.
Which is warmer, 30 degrees centigrade or 30 degrees Fahrenheit?
Centigrade.
Harry Maguire is a player for what Premier League football club?
United.
The Chris Hemsworth film Rush is about what sport?
Car racing.
What decade was Ariana Grande born in?
The 90s.
You flew through them.
You did it. Another 10.
Wow.
Yay, my son's inside here. He's cheering. He always plays with me.
You flew through them.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. 1,000 euro. Well done, Karen.
The Harry Maguire one, I was like, oh, did he get sold? I wasn't sure.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Oh my God. I'm chuffed. I'm delighted.
That's a bit of everything there. You just flew through it. So,
that's 1,000
euro. What's the name of your son?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Well done.
Yeah.
I'd
say Lincoln's playing with me every day.
I'd say Lincoln deserves something out of the 1,000, you know, just to help. Just for moral support. Like.
Yeah, for moral support.
That's fantastic. Well done.
Beep the horn, Lincoln.
So much,
beep the horn.
Beep the horn, Lincoln.
Yay! Well done. 1,000 euro. Well done, Karen.
Oh my God, I'm chill. Thanks, guys.
That's
thanks for going easy on me.
Yeah, well, it's just the question suited you. Well done. It's brilliant. So another €1,000, another winner here on FM4's Instagram. Can you win €1,000? Let's do this today.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Okay. Meow. So what we want from you, here's the game, guys. Here's the game. You send us in one of your most famous movie characters. You do an impersonation of them. Don't tell me who they are. I'll try and guess who they are.
You think darkness is your ally.
Darkness is your... You're too old to be playing that, but I think that is the Emperor, isn't it?
Hi, FM 104. This is Leah.
Hiya.
And my favourite line is, nobody but me is going to change my story. Bye.
Nobody but me... But is that Frozen? Is that Elsa? Oh, man. Let me know if I'm right. Okay, by the way. Let me know.
I'm drinking some wine.
You're also too old.
Good morning, Jim and Nobby.
Good morning.
My name is Jeff.
Do it again.
Good morning, Jim and Nobby. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. I have no idea who that is. My name is Jeff. It's so fluffy. That's Despicable Me. I can't remember the name of the character, but yeah, the little girl with the hat, isn't it? Am I right? I am right.
Hi, Jim and Nobby.
Hi.
My favourite movie line is, "This is the way."
Ah, Mando. Oh, yeah, Mandalorian.
Jim and Nobby, it's Chloe, and keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oh yeah, Pesci in Thing, Home Alone. What is... Do you know what? I kind of do appreciate that fact that somebody somewhere... I hope they're on a bus or somewhere where people can see them and their colleagues. Is that Flipper? By the way, what's the story with all the people who aren't kids playing kids in the car today? What's the story? There's three in a row? That's a weird thing. Are you trying to take it over? Should we have adults in the car? Is that what you're trying to say?
Red alert.
Another one. What is the story? Lads, we even have a jingle, yeah? It says kids in the car. It's for little people, yeah? Just before they go into school, give their parents 10 seconds so they keep quiet in the car. It's a public service thing. Do you want to do adults in the car? Or adults outside a pub? Is that what you want to do? We can do that.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
All right, you know, they're just taking the mick now. You're just taking the mick. Have you all just WhatsApped each other and said, let's all just enter that competition? It's not a competition. This is kids in the car.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Okay, yeah. Okay, and last one. Let's hope it's a kid.
I don't say bleh, bleh, bleh.
I don't say bleh, bleh, bleh. Oh, God. All right, so... Thank you for that. Even the adults. We will consider doing adults in the car if that's what you really want. And we'll do Nod Your Noggin after 9. So we could do both after 9 if you fancy it. So if you're an adult and you want to get it out of your system, send us in your favourite movie character line. I'll try and guess what it is. We'll play adults in the car after 9. All right? I'm bending. If this is what you want, this is what you'll get. And we'll have a Nod Your Noggin after 9 as well. Okay? Can't say fairer than that. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. So, Catherine Ryan's The Duchess has been cancelled by Netflix, this latest series to get the Netflix chop. I thought Netflix had unlimited resources, but obviously they decided to not go. Didn't get the numbers, maybe. I don't know. I loved it. It was very rude. Very, very rude. Very funny. But yeah, it's unfortunate that's gone.
They seem to be going down the whole, you know, dark route of the Game of Thrones-esque sort of TV shows rather than the funny comedies like that.
Yeah, I thought they did a few comedies though. But yeah. Have you seen that one? It's a good one.
It's very good. Very funny. But yeah, very rude.
She's very rude. Oh my God.
I like her.
I'd say if you're a mother dropping your kid off at the school, there's a great scene where she says stuff to the other mothers that I'd say you'd love to say if you could get away with it. Paw Patrol. The movie first images have been shown. Paw Patrol with the big theme tune. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol
will be there on the double.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a problem round Adventure Bay.
Well, Paw Patrol is going to be on the big screen, and the new pup is going to be voiced by Kim Kardashian.
Sky, yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, will be there on the double.
Have you read what she's playing, like what the name of the character is?
No.
Right, Dublin name, Dublin Elwyn name.
What?
Is what Kim Kardashian's character is called in Paw Patrol the movie.
What is it?
Dolores.
Ah, Dolores!
Oh yeah, Dolores.
Paw Patrol. Okay, right, so Billie Eilish has been answering questions from Justin Bieber and 22 other famous faces. So one of the questions came in from Justin Bieber himself.
All right, so Billie.
What?
I'm going to have to ask you a really, 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 really serious question. Would you rather fresh socks or fresh sheets?
Oh my God, I can't have both, Justin. It really depends the situation. I really don't want to sleep in dirty sheets, and I really don't want to put on dirty socks, you know? I feel like fresh sheets, but also I can't wear dirty socks, so maybe fresh socks. But I love sheets, so either one. What about you?
It was a great question and a great answer.
Yeah. She looks like Madonna in front of that brand new magazine that's out at the minute. She looks fantastic, but a young Madonna.
Right.
19-year-old Madonna. She got a bit of flack for it over the weekend. People are going, oh, she's too young. She's 19. She's grand.
She's 19, yeah. She changed her hair.
Did you see Britney over the weekend?
No.
So Britney put up on Instagram a massive, massive comment. She was like, geez, 2021 is definitely way better than 2020, but I never knew it was going to be like this. She basically says, why are people making documentaries about me? She says, I've had such an amazing life, but yet there's documentaries over the past 12 months about all the bad stuff that happens. Now she goes into it and she curses and she's like, please leave me alone.
But were the documentaries not trying to help her?
I think she's saying it as a way as you're highlighting all the bad stuff that's happened. So yeah, it's if you go onto her Instagram, it's a third story down of her dancing. And she says, here's a video of me dancing. Something that's better than a documentary saying that I'm crazy.
Do you know what? That young fellow with the sheep behind his head, he was right all along. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she's a real person too. Chris Crocker.
She slammed the hypocritical documentaries. Now, Little Mix have been chatting about as the first time as a trio. So they've lost, of course, Jessie. She's just gone solo. She's all right. But it's the first time they've been a trio since X Factor. And they were chatting about how they feel about it.
But what's the hardest thing to get used to without Jessie? Is it like physically that she's not there and the movement and stuff? Or is it just the fact you miss your friend?
Or harmonies?
Yeah, I think it's everything.
Bit of everything.
Yeah. It's definitely a shift. But, you know, mm-hmm. we have to respect each other's decisions. And mm-hmm. I think moving forward, we didn't want to call it a day, did we?
So, no.
Yeah, we wanted to still go on as a three. And I think our fans are really happy that we've done that as well. And like Lee said, we're so excited for, doing this as a three now as well.
Very good. So Steve Irwin, there's going to be a biopic about the Crocodile Hunter's life. It's in the works at the moment, and his family are all behind it. Terry Irwin is proud her kids are continuing on their father's legacy.
It's so wonderful to take people on the journey with this new program because it is behind the scenes as well. Our wildlife hospital has treated over 78,000 animals and returned most of them back to the wild, and we have projects around the world protecting everything from tigers in Sumatra to rhinos in Africa. And we do a lot of research with wildlife too, and studying them and protecting them. And yeah. It's such an exciting journey to take.
And Laura Whitmore has made the headlines over the weekend. So what happened? So somebody inquired about the name of her baby, is that right?
Yeah, so somebody from an Irish newspaper decided, and we would always do this as well, you know, just email the publicist and go, hi, I want to know, could you clarify the story? We're going to run it on it. And her publicist then sent the email to Laura, who screenshot the girl's name, not the email address, but the girl's name and where she worked. And says vile. That was the word that I think everyone was annoyed about, that she was like vile. Because the email, in fairness, wasn't bad. It was just like, we just want to know if this is the kid's name. And she is getting destroyed online, wow. In the UK. The UK media and the Irish media, people who hate each other, have all come together to say, Laura, you're part of this Be Kind group.
Yeah.
And now you're, you know, getting people to go crazy at this girl.
Yeah, so an email requesting something is not really as vital.
Just to know the name of the kids.
Gone through people's bins and stuff, and you know, had photographs through over the wall. That's kind of vile, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I think it was a bit of an overreaction, but as someone says, you know, she's a new mom, she's probably just annoyed that people wanted to know the name of the baby. But then the other argument was, well, you did a photo shoot a couple of months ago, previous to that, saying, here's my baby bump.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's all people with the Be Kind group that are kind of going crazy at each other, and just shows that be kind, you're never really
but
kind,
she is,
are you?
She's very defensive of the press in general because of, you know, that she's had some bad issues where they're upskirting her and everything, and she was involved in getting that banned, that kind of...
Yeah, it's a story that I think you should just keep, you know, if you're going to be on Twitter, maybe not comment on it. It's
okay.
Just one of those type of things.
Okay, so, Crossy, as you know, there's been some funny pronunciations down through the years. There's a brand new one this morning. A girl has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. By the way, a nobby's gone viral on TikTok.
Can I give you an update?
Well, I just...
Can you tell your story first and I'll give you an update afterwards?
Well, yeah, so Nobby is only recent to TikTok. He puts a few things up about cars and stuff. And Derek, that's all grand and, you know. So he puts up a thing about... a certain type of fizzy drink hack, right? He puts it up. It's a little 10-seconder, not even a long one. And it gets a few views. And, well, he rings you and he says, well, he's got...
Yeah, he was like, I've got 10,000. I was like, wow, that's brilliant. Then a half an hour later, I get another message. It's gone up to 30,000. I was like, geez, that's mad.
That's brilliant.
So then I was on his page on TikTok and I had a look. All his things, by the way, are cars. It's Nobby on Cars on TikTok.
Yeah.
Everything's cars, bar this with the drink. And I'm on.
He needs to stop messing around with cars. This is working better.
Yeah. So I had a look at it and I was like, hang on a second. It can't have 350,000. Sure, it only had 30,000 about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it's going up, up and up. So this morning I was talking to you.
It's 2.4 million.
Yeah,
something?
It's now 3.5 million people around the world.
What?
Have watched his video on a fizzy drink.
Wow.
And how he pours it. To be honest with you, it takes a lot of time and effort to pour this fizzy drink, but it takes 10 seconds to watch it. Nobby on Cars on TikTok.
It's flying.
Yeah.
It's flying.
Now he's getting laced on the comments. Like, they're absolutely taking the mick out of him.
Oh yeah.
But
oh, sure.
3.5 million. It's fantastic.
He doesn't care. He's reached the level where he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think.
I can hear him say it, which is even funnier.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. I mean, when was the last time you got 3 million views, huh? Yeah. So, Adults in the Car. So people are sending in movie quotes, famous movie quotes, and not telling us what the movie is. They had to guess what it is. So some of them have come in. I couldn't understand what they were talking about. So, but here's a couple.
Do you like dogs? Dogs? Do you like dogs? Oh, dogs. I like dogs.
Oh, that's
Snatch.
Snatch.
Great movie.
Yeah. That's like dogs. Yeah, yeah. It's good. I'm with the adults. I was looking forward to guessing theirs. Yeah, okay. There'll be a few more. Have a look.
Ah, Plenty O'Toole. Named after your father, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Sean Connery, Jeannie Mac. Are people still doing Sean Connery impressions?
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Oh, is that Back to the Future?
Oh, yes, it is. Another classic.
Is that Back to the Future? Let us know if that's right. A few suggestions coming in for The Nod as well, coming up.
Hey, you guys!
Slots from the Goonies. Okay, right.
It's very strange they haven't done another Goonies movie. You know, brought it back.
Yeah.
The way they've done everything. My one is, you know, Bane.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I saw somebody on TikTok, tell me a movie when I tell me a movie.
Stop.
And Cormac is from Room 104 is forever being Bane. So I go to tag him in it, but isn't he the one who was stitched on, tell me a movie, and he's there with his cup to his mouth.
Oh, God. Also, pronunciations. So mispronunciations. We've had a few over the years. Nadine Coyle hilariously called Nace Nas, right? Oh. She didn't know how to pronounce, even though she opened a shopping centre or something in Nace. She called it Nas. This is after she'd been there. So they would have, like, it was very nice to be here in Nace, but she said Nas. She also can't say flour.
People enjoys cooking.
I enjoy cooking. Yeah. Bacon and stuff. Working with flour.
Flour, okay, so that's good. Nigella, of course, with her microwave.
Fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
The microwave and flour, right? But there's a girl, American girl, she's getting a terrible hard time now online. She has also gone viral, just like Nobby. And she is trying to say Cafe Nero, okay? She's going around London doing sort of videos about reviewing different coffee shops, and this is how she pronounces it.
Day two of reviewing UK coffee shops after moving from LA to London. Today I went with Cafe Nauru. Everyone keeps telling me this.
Cafe Nauru? Where? How do you get Nauru out of N-E-R-O? Cafe Nauru. She's getting... I think she did it on purpose. I'm not sure, but I bet you she did it on purpose to get views.
Cafe Nauru. That's a very posh Cafe Nauru.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Cafe Nauru. It's like when people call Dunn's Dunay's Boutique.
Yeah, I have a mate who calls it Don's.
Dunn's.
Dunn's. I'm like, it's Dunn's.
And who was it? I'm wearing Saint Michel. Or Saint Bernard. Saint Bernard.
New London. Today I went with Cafe Nauru. Everyone keeps telling me this
Cafe
is
Cafe Nauru. Oh my God. I want to say Cafe Nauru. So if you mispronounce anything badly, let us know and we'll add you to the list. The wall of mispronunciations with Flyer and Microwave. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM104.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.